Welcome, Mandy.
Thank you. So before I start this testimony, I want to say that what I'm going to be talking about, it's personal, and it's not because of how strong or how spiritual I am that I was able to overcome this with Jesus. It's because of Jesus. He is that strong. He is that strong of a God. And Jesus is my best friend too. He's also my rock, whom is my most constant support. Like whenever I'm weak and tired, God is there. He's able to help me through the time. Not just be there for me, but actually help me through that. Give me that extra push that I need, or give me that extra boost that I need to keep going. When I need him, he is there to help me. When I need him the most, he is there to help me. So actually in April, I was told that I had pre-cancer. And I was told that I needed breast surgery. And it was a big surgery too. But before I got to face the surgery though, there was something called a biopsy that I needed to do. And the thing about a biopsy is that I cannot bring somebody I know with me. In other words, I couldn't bring mother with me. I have to be alone. But despite that, God gave me this, despite the situation, God did a miracle for me on that day, actually. And thank you for the prayers, because God did a miracle on that day. That whenever I went to the biopsy, the people were compassionate and kind to me. They're compassionate and kind to me, and they also... And they also, there was somebody like, because I had to be awake for the whole thing, right? So somebody actually kindly distracted me while it was going on. But most of all, what happened on that day was that there was peace. God gave me his peace. A sense of peace inside, knowing that he is there. He is helping me. And that when God needs me, when I need him the most, God is there for me. But he's not just there for me. He helps me. And he is faithful to me. He's faithful in the Bible. He's also faithful to you. But you see, because of what happened at the biopsy, what I experienced at the biopsy, I came to realize an important question, an important realization. When your best friend, or let's say, for example, your family member, close family, cannot accompany you, cannot help you at this point in time, who do you turn to? The best answer is Jesus. And why? Because 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Jesus can be there, always. And not only that, he can help, even whether it be like you have to solve it, you're trying to solve an unsolvable problem, or whenever it's very dark, it's very lonely. But Jesus can always be there. And so regarding the biopsy, I didn't need clearance to bring Jesus with me. I didn't need permission to bring Jesus with me. He came with me. He came with me. So lovingly and faithfully, Jesus went there with me and gave me peace. Gave me peace. And gave me and let me know that he's helping me. And so from this experience, it actually helped me when it came to face surgery. Because like the biopsy, I cannot bring sisters or my mother with me to the surgery room. I have to go in alone. But this time was different though. Because I knew. Well, maybe not different, but I knew that Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, and Jesus, they can come with me. He can come with me. And not only that, he has the best credentials, he's the best physician, so he doesn't need permission to stay there with me at the surgery and help me at the surgery. He doesn't need the credentials, he doesn't need the permission to stay there. He's God, so he gets to go with me. And so I brought Jesus along with me, or rather he brought me there to the surgery room. And the thing about it is that, my mother and my sisters, they couldn't accompany me and help me. But Jesus, he went there faithfully and lovingly. He went there. He went there with me. Now, before the surgery, Jesus actually gave me a calm. And he also lifted my mind back to positive. Have a positive mind when facing the surgery. And he also, and before the surgery, he actually gave me good vitals, actually, which was, considering most people, but he gave me good vitals. And then another thing is that there's the IV part, and that's the part I don't like. But he knew that. So at that time, he allowed me to sense him at that time, that he is with me. Letting me know that he's helping me. Letting me know, giving me that reassurance. And how beautiful that is for him to do something like that. And so when the surgery happened, I didn't even get to count my sheep. When I woke up, the nurse told me that your surgery is successful and there's no complications. You don't need blood transfusion. But the big blessing that Jesus gave me on that day was his joy. Yes, a person could be happy because the surgery's over, so I'm happy. Yes, I had that too. But I had his beautiful joy. And his joy gave me energy, gave me strength. And his joy, it's very beautiful. It's very beautiful. In the face of that kind of situation, it's precious. He is very precious. And not only that, on that day of the surgery, I didn't have to stay at the hospital. I got on the same day, I was out of the hospital. I was out of the hospital at a hotel, actually. And another big blessing that I received was that my appetite returned. Some of you know that in April I had a stomach flu. And actually, ever since that point, my appetite was just not at its best. But he, Bouncer, will have that appetite return back to me, return even better to me, and that I was able to eat well again. And this too is also a big blessing from him. And also regarding the pain medications, only for two days I took Tylenol. And the two other pain medications, I didn't even have to take them. And also my recovery, it has been well. But there's another thing though too. You know, there's a wait before you get to hear the results, right? Hear the report, right? But God let me know that, because he knew what I was saying. I'm thinking, how am I supposed to wait for a report? And he helped me, reminded me that before the surgery, he was able to make it, for the most part, good for me, the wait. Then why not? He's able to do it again for me. And so he did it again for me. And so when the report came out, it is beautiful and it is good. I'm cancer-free.
Yeah.
I'm tumor-free.
Yeah.
No need for additional surgery. No need for radiation. And no need for chemotherapy.
Yeah.
And Jesus closed this chapter of my life. And soon I'll be going into another new chapter. Jesus is faithful. He helps me when I need him the most. Jesus is also my healer. He gave me my beautiful miracle, and on time too. And also Jesus, he is the one we can count on. Like whenever there's those times, those circumstances, you can't, your family member, your best friend, they cannot accompany you. They cannot help you. Who to turn to then? My answer is turn to Jesus. Turn to our Savior. Pray to him. Pray to him. He can help. He can. And I thank you. And I thank you, my family, natural family, that for your love, for your help, and for your help. And I thank you, brothers and sisters in Christ, pastors and associate pastors. I thank you very much for being with me on this previous season. And that I thank you very much for the prayers, for the love, and for the guanhuai. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for me, Jesus. And our Jesus is very awesome God. He's a very awesome God. And what this miracle that happened to me can happen to you. Can happen to you. And may the Lord Jesus bless you all. Bless you all. That he strengthens you like how he strengthened. That he makes you in all like how he made me in all of him. Like that even in tough times you have that closer and closer relationship with Jesus. And that even whatever challenges you face, that you overcome and find God's why. Because you have Jesus. Jesus. And he makes the difference. He is our awesome God. And I give the glory all to Jesus. All to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Vinny.